recent study by the Haines Chamber of Commerce recently delved into the economic and community impacts made by 16 local nonprofits. The organizations examined for the report are a cross-section of educational, social, and environmental agencies that provide a myriad of services to residents in the borough. In total, the 16 nonprofits studied provide 65 jobs locally and utilize nearly 500 volunteers. The data, collected from tax documents in either 2013, 2014, or 2015, shows that about $1.8 million in wages and benefits were paid over those years. The total expenses for all 16 nonprofits equaled about $3.4 million, while total revenue, including grants from sources outside the state, were about $3.6 million.
Probably, I'd say 90 to 95% of that revenue is spent here in the community. I think it's significant.
That's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Deborah Schnabel. She says a committee was formed about a year ago with representatives from local nonprofits to figure out how to convey to the public just how valuable they are.
There were, you know, public questions about what is the value of the nonprofits in the community? You know, what do they do? What do they serve? So the nonprofits met and agreed that the story had to be told about what they contributed to the economy and what services that they performed.
Nonprofits examined include Haines Assisted Living, Lynn Canal Human Resources before they partnered with Search, Haines Animal Rescue Kennel, Haines Friends of Recycling, and the Dolphin Swim Team. Schnabel says the nonprofits in Haines are a diverse collection and offer a little something for everyone.
Our report basically focused on those that employ people and or have a strong financial impact in the community, such as if they provide housing.
The total amounts of revenue and the total expenses were calculated with and without data from Haines Assisted Living and Lynn Canal Human Resources due to the, quote, weight of its contribution to the total. The report left out organizations working through federal agencies as well as tribal organizations. According to the borough, around 70 local and regional nonprofits currently qualify for sales tax exempt status in Haines, but many of those are either no longer functioning or not based in the borough. Schnabel acknowledged that some local organizations were left out of the study for various reasons, including affiliations with larger state organizations. She adds that this report is a snapshot and that financials can change quickly.
Mostly, we just identified those that are, you know, the most, you know, obvious around the community.
While the economic outlook remains uncertain, she says the numbers plucked for the study were pleasantly surprising.
I mean, the chamber was very pleased to be the generator of the report, primarily because we do acknowledge that the nonprofits are a big part of the community and they are contributing.
Now, when members of the public ask just how important nonprofits are in Haines, Schnabel says they'll have some figures to back up those claims. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.